FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Stroke it and undress it. I can see every part. Nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me.
Should all be able to recognize that voice a mile away. The great Welsh Shirley Bassey there singing the theme song from the 1970 James Bond film, Diamonds Are Forever. And that would be the second James Bond theme that she sang. She eventually, in 1979, sang the Moonraker theme as well. And she also did the aborted, well, not aborted per se, that never was aired. It actually appeared in the closing titles to Thunderball. That would be Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. But for a while there, it was going to be the lead song towards a Thunderball. But, of course, there's one song I left out, and we're actually going to look at that later in the background here from 1961. This is the remastered version of Satin Smooth, and this is how we begin Exploding Head Movies this week. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's exemplary community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on Shaw Cable at 88.5, and you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak, and I'll be sporting this jetpack here until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487, and I will be here until 9. If you call afterwards, it's not going to be me, but 24-7, you can always email radiofreegak@gmail.com. So this week, something that's been long promised for a while, but is a profile, yet again, on the incomparable composer John Barry. He was born John Perry Pendergast in York, England, 1933, and definitely a unique individual in the life of composing, basically sort of defining action-adventure music for a while. taking a lot of musical styles from different eras and regions of the earth. But he was also great with little dramas, historical epics, and contemporary thrillers. Wonderful things like that. But we're going to start off with some of his older work for film. And how he started off with things is he grew up playing the trumpet and studying music through his teen years, both classically at one of the cathedrals in York. But while he was serving in the Army during World War II, he had correspondence with a jazz musician, the arranger Stan Kenton, named Bill Russo. So he did music while he was in the Army. After the service, he formed a band, called it the John Barry Seven. And they did a bit of adventurous sound, rock and roll, throughout live venues in the UK. And they also did some late 50s TV dance shows like 6-5 Special, Oh Boy, and then Drumbeat. And by 1958, his band was backing a young rock star by the name of Adam Faith. And then when Faith made his film debut in 1960, it was Barry and the John Barry Seven that supplied the jazzy rock score to it. And that film was the first British movie to ever have a soundtrack issued onto LP. And it's 1960's Beat Girl. So we're going to listen to the John Barry Orchestra here. And we're going to listen to the main title, to Beat Girl. And there was John Barry by himself, and that was The Challenge from 1961. I think it's from one of the TV productions. I couldn't even tell if it was a new show, but it has a little bit of that proto-007 type feel to it. And before that, we heard the main title, The Beat Girl, by the John Barry Orchestra. And in 1998, Mr. Fatboy Slim did sample that for one of the cues from the Rockefeller Skank. Gives you a little bit of the prestige with that. So, John Barry did continue to sort of play on the live circuit for a while in the early 60s there. But his heart was always in film, since he was the son of a pianist and a movie theater chain owner. So, realistically, he had a chance very often to see films, and he dug the symphonic scores by some of the early wave of composers like Steiner, Korngold, and Waxman. And he thankfully was able to use Beat Girl as a way of getting both onto TV and onto film eventually. And we're going to focus primarily right now on more of the TV cues. And one thing I was found, and this next sequence will sort of do it, is that he actually worked under various aliases. And I still don't know the reason for this, but for some reason he appeared as Michael Angelo, two words, and his orchestra. Perhaps maybe it was something of a different style than everyone was used to. Maybe the John Barry name had built up. Not sure. I've been trying to read through a little bit of the history behind what was going on there, and this is a little bit of a blank, but there's still several books I've yet to read about what's going on that way. But what we'll do is we'll start off from another cue from 1961. So here's John Barry as Michelangelo along with his orchestra, and this is Spinnery.
Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Saturday, July 9th, check out Kentucky Hard Rockers Coliseum with opening acts Spirals and Scarebro. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Biltmore, Zulu, Scrape, and Scratch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
July 12th, it's a finger-licking good Toonie Tuesday with local favorites, the Shilohs. Capital Six and Time Cops will warm up the stage. Doors are at 9 p.m. and admission is $2.
Friday, July 29th, don't miss the CD release party of Vancouver's Garage Soul Phenoms, Chains of Love. It's going to be like you tried to revisit the heyday of 60s girl groups, but then your time machine broke and you ended up somewhere better.
July 30th, San Francisco's Ty Seagull will bring the psychedelic party along with fellow Californians, Audacity. This is an early show with doors at 8 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Zulu, Scratch, and Red Cat Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
To learn more, visit biltmorecabaret.com.
heard Spinnery, and then we just heard the theme from The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone. Right now we're listening to Tears, and these are all done by Michael Angelo and his orchestra, which is one of the aliases for John Barry, the late great British composer who passed away earlier this year, who is this week's entire profile here on Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. And yes, John Barry often went with different little projects and aliases as well, too. But the main sort of thing that sort of stuck out was the use of the John Barry 7, which was actually a septet that focused more on the rock and roll idioms. But he actually did use them in conjunction with the orchestra that he used all the time as well. And we're actually going to shortly listen to a couple cues by the John Barry 7 and his orchestra. And as John Barry's film career picked up, the John Barry 7 actually kept continuing with the drummer being the lead right at that point. And what happened is that John Barry would always provide orchestration and arrangement help that way. But eventually, by about 1964, 1965, the John Barry 7 sort of dissipated. I know some of the acts then sort of went into other combos as well. But at that point, John Barry was a made man pretty well on the film scene. And he actually became one of the big partiers as well, too, since he was always seen in jet-set swinging 60s London with Terence Stamp and all those lads. And for a while there, he actually was married to the wonderful Jane Birkin before she had met Serge Gainsbourg. But enough about the little gossip that way. We are going to listen to the John Barry 7 and orchestra. And this comes from a TV series for ITV that came out in 1963. Only lasted one season, and it was about a psychiatrist. So here's the John Barry 7 and orchestra, and this is an alternate version for the theme for that TV series. This is The Human Jungle on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. We started off with The Human Jungle, and then we heard the theme to the old British news show Dateline TV. I know there's a BBC online version, and that subtitle is The Cutty Sark, named after presumably the ship is currently moored along the South Thames, and not the blended whiskey scotch thing. And then we just heard Seance on Wet Afternoon, and those were all by John Barry 7 and the orchestra there. And the Seance was one of those collaborations with director Brian Forbes. They'd worked together on a couple jazz numbers in the L-shaped room, and along in tandem with the work on the James Bond series. Barry worked with Forbes for quite a while, and Seance on a Wet Afternoon comes from one of Forbes' films from 1963. And in the background here, we're listening to a bit from the 1969 film Midnight Cowboy. This is called Fun City. This is John Barry, and this is one of the things that he actually won a Grammy for. And shortly we actually are going to hear the wistful theme. Most of us know the Harry Nilsson cover of Fred Neil's Everybody's Talking from the film. And originally Nilsson was going to do another song. He actually wrote a song for the film called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. But that didn't take, and Nilsson actually put it on his album called Friday. Originally the producers of Midnight Cowboy were looking for Bob Dylan. Unfortunately, he was a little bit late in coming up with his song, but the song that he actually did come up with, great one on its own, called Lay, Lady Lay. But the score for Midnight Cowboy pulled in a Grammy. It was nominated for an Oscar, something that John Barry would eventually start winning on his own. And it features one of his favorite instruments along the way. That would be the harmonica. We heard a little bit earlier before. I think it was the theme from Roman Spring, Mrs. Stone. And actually, we're going to hear the Belgian jazz virtuoso Toots Tielemann play the harmonica on this song coming up. So it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I actually prefer the Moog version of this song. But at the very least, still, it's one of the most melancholic pieces there is. So here's John Barry with the theme to Midnight Cowboy. There's some Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
As free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a rose.
Matt Monroe singing the Oscar-winning theme song to the Oscar-winning score of that children's film from 1966, Born Free. Light lyrical touch, African Lion family film, all that wonderful stuff. And we're actually going to continue with a little bit of Africa theme since we are going to hop over to another of John Barry's Oscar-winning scores, and this would be from the 1985 film Out of Africa. So this is the film directed by Sidney Pollack, based on the memoir of Danish Baroness Karen Blixen, talking about her life during the midst of early settling of Kenya up until the time of the First World War. Starred Meryl Streep and Robert Redford. Now, originally, director Sidney Pollack was aiming for a bit more of an indigenous African instrument sound that way. But upon discussion with producers, and then once John Barry was involved, they sort of focused on the idea that wasn't a story about Africa per se, but it was the idea of love lost and found and wonderful stuff that way. So this definitely deserved one of the five Oscars that John Barry won during his career. And we're going to start off with the main title to Out of Africa by John Barry. And we'll actually hear a little bit of indigenous African music in the middle of all this, but let's just sort of enjoy the music as it is right now. And actually, before the main title, why don't we just do the overture so we can get all the themes this way? Because there's two or three great themes that sort of persists throughout the music that appears in Out of Africa. And one of the things that just sticks out as well, too, is that a Mozart clarinet symphony is tied to Redford as his theme. But at the very least, let's hear what John Barry provides. So here's the overture out of Africa on CITR Vancouver. I like when cues start behaving that way as opposed to start skipping around there. So the order originally planned was a little different, but we start off with everything off of the Out of Africa soundtrack. If you want to get specific, this is the 20th anniversary soundtrack that came out in 2005 through Varese Sarabande. So we started off with the overture, then the main title, and then we started getting a little bit of the African flavor there with Karen's Journey and Siyawe. And then we heard Alone on the Farm, a short cue which we call You Will Keep Me Then. And then originally trying to take off at some point, but we had to sort of load it a little bit later there. That was Flying Over Africa. And Out of Africa was probably one of the biggest films from 1985. Whether you put merit into the Academy Awards or not, it was nominated for 11, and it did win 7, starting from sound to overall picture. And, of course, an Oscar for John Barry. Composer illustrious. He also picked up a Golden Globe for that as well, too. So it was a busy year. And just think, 1985, he also did work on one of the Bond films as well. And Bond is where we will be heading next. But first, just to reiterate what's going on here, it's 8:30. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. Starting off with the same letters, this guy will be popping up in about half hour's time.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. When he's kissed.
that, hopefully, you are aware of the power of Shirley Bassey there. And that was the big Bond hit for the longest time from 1964, Goldfinger. And believe it or not, that was another song we almost didn't hear because one of the producers from the James Bond series, Harry Saltzman, hated the lyrics. And he actually hated a good deal of the music that ended up in the James Bond films. But John Barry was able to sort of work through that most of the time, although he sort of was, after about Diamonds Are Forever, he took a break from the Bond series for a while, but he did appear again in The Spy Who Loved Me and then Moonraker before doing a couple films in the 80s before just walking away. And Barry always described how things worked as working on the melody first. And he, once he's happy with that, then he works on the harmonies and then always the counter melody. And the lyricists that helped out on Goldfinger, which were Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricusse, at that point they heard Goldfinger and they started thinking Moon River. Goldfinger, why do I let a mile? But thankfully they went with the that sort of brass da 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 da. And yeah, things like that just stick in the ear forever. So it was based on the work that he did for Beat Girl that John Barry ended up doing the James Bond franchise. And everything started with the 1960s film Dr. No. Originally, the person who was supposed to work with that was Monty Norman, who is credited as doing the James Bond theme. And as evidence has been persisted over multiple lawsuits and cases and things like that, there had been previous musical cues that from Monty Norman's work that included all the components that ended up becoming the James Bond theme. But it was John Barry who assembled with the John Barry 7. They took the arrangement, redid the work. And the best part, too, is most of the guitar hooks behind it were done by John Barry 7 longtime guitarist Vic Flick. And he apparently was only paid £6 for the work that he had done. But, yeah, so Monty Norman, the music that he had produced for the film Dr. No, and no one liked it. But John Barry was able to rescue everything that way. And then for From Russia with Love, whose song was sung by Matt Monro, who we heard earlier doing Born Free. Originally, they hired a composer who didn't really know how to write music. So, thankfully, they remembered Dr. No. They pulled John Barry in, and John Barry, at this point, has done half of the Bond films. Something he calls Million Dollar Mickey Mouse music. Not in a derogatory way, but just dealing with the idea of how pop orchestra mixes with jazz music and whatnot. So, we're actually, before we get into Goldfinger too deeply here, we're going to listen to a couple cues from a couple other Bond films here. And this is one I profiled back in 2009, I believe, back in the Radio Free GAC days. And honestly, it's one of the most beautiful scores that he's done. It's You Only Live Twice from 1967, the Japanese-themed one. And let's listen to a cue from here before we get into, believe it or not, a little bit of instrumental Duran Duran. But from You Only Live Twice, here's John Barry with Fight at Kobe Dock / Helga.
Thank you.
That was John Barry, joined by those guys, mostly Taylor Brothers, but of course there's Simon Le Bon and Nick Rhodes and that. So that would be, it's credited as Duran Duran, although I don't think they can play the flute and the harp, is all we heard there. But we'll just say it's John Barry with a bit of music that he helped write with Duran Duran. And that was called That Fatal Kiss, and that's off the 1985 soundtrack to A View to a Kill. Also appeared as the B-side for the Duran Duran single, which became number one at the time, making it the most highest ranked or charted Bond theme that was actually put on air, as it were. And this all started when the Duran Duran member John Taylor approached one of the producers, that would be Cubby Broccoli. Which is the other funny thing about the Bond series, is that the producers behind it are the same people who invented Broccoli. Cubby Broccoli. So yeah, John Taylor went up to Cubby and asked him, he's like, so why don't you let us write a song? So, okay. So John Barry worked with Duran Duran. First they got drunk, at least the first time. But the second session, they actually came up with some music. Duran Duran wrote it, and then John Barry arranged it. And everything came together that way. But based on how that approach worked, John Barry only stuck around the Bond franchise for the Timothy Dalton take, 1987's The Living Daylights, because he was not really too happy with the producer's always involvement with what was happening at the musical level. But we are going to dive into Goldfinger shortly, but we have a couple important things coming up, and especially this weekend, where this festival is kicking off.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival returns to Jericho Beach Park July 15th through 17th. This year's lineup features C.R. Avery, Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band, Buck 65, Roseanne Cash, Elliot Brood, The Jayhawks, Wendy McNeil, Danny Michelle, The Joel Plaskett Emergency, Tinariwen, Gillian Welch, and many more great artists. There will be terrific daytime and evening entertainment for the whole family, the Little Tykes Village, and more delicious food and drink than you can shake a stick at. Don't miss this year's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th through 17th at Jericho Beach Park. For tickets and more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
That's right, Folk Festival is coming up, and of all things, we'll be actually sitting in the Folk Oasis with regular host Val Cormier, and we will talk about some of the acts that will be playing there. So that'll be Wednesday, 8 to 10 here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. But yes, it is time to get into Goldfinger here. And why don't we just dive into the cues? One thing I could definitely say that John Barry was quoted on was, as a composer, you've got to see a scene and fall in love with it. Laugh when you should do, cry when you should do. And this isn't music what you use, but the main thing is to have the ear and the eye to map it out dramatically. And one of the things with Goldfinger, along with being the first real breakout Bond hit, like in the film series that way, is the music here. It's phenomenal, just in the case of how suspense and tension is built up. But one of the best cues that happens in Goldfinger's towards the end, where they cut out the music completely and they just rely on a timer counting down. So let's kick things off here from the Goldfinger soundtrack, 1964. Here's John Barry with Into Miami.
Yeah. you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
We'll be right back.
Now, there are a few other cues I wanted to play at that point, but our time is getting short. Gavin Walker is already sort of like clutching his fingers together like an evil villain planning how to take over the airwaves in 5 minutes. So we started off with Into Miami, then we heard the instrumental version of Goldfinger there, Vic Flick on the guitar as always. Then we heard probably one of the most widely sampled James Bond quotes there is. And then the tenth number we heard there was Dawn Raid on Fort Knox, all from 1964 score to Goldfinger. And based on all the Bond scores that John Barry had done, you'd expect he'd at least be nominated once for an Oscar, but no, can't do it. Only serious films at all. And John Barry unfortunately passed away in his Oyster Bay home in New York. So not in London, not in Los Angeles, but he was on Long Island. Or actually, no, Oyster Bay's Bronx. Anyways, just not in New York City itself, but just in the outskirts. Heart attack, January 30th, at the age of 77. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is the diabolical, ever suave Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. It'll lead you to midnight, then at that point, John Bantherbone takes over with Canada Post Rock. And that will close CATR's Monday broadcast. If you just missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast, go to www.citr.ca, go to iTunes, just look for CITR there. Don't look for Citrix or Citrus, just Citr, and you'll find Exploding Head Movies there, along with the other fine shows that you are hearing all the time here. There's a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies. I'm on Twitter as 100Air. But if you go to CITR.ca, well, everything is explained to you there. In the background, from 1965, here's John Barry and the orchestra. And this is The Party's Over. And that will be it. So next week, it's going to be a whole bunch of CanCon and whatnot. But you know what? There's only one way to really close this show. And this is the theme. Originally appeared in 1962 on Dr. No. It has appeared in little bits and bursts here and there. Not so much in the recent films, but of course, we all know the cue off by heart. Oh, good job, me. All right. And this is the point where the controller screws up his air and then the spy is able to sneak in. So, yeah, here's the John Barry 7 with the James Bond theme. So take care, Vancouver.
What? Radio.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy. Boing.
Well, you are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9. And, well, I shouldn't say and cable. Cable 88.5, and we're now broadcasting in stereo. It was mono there for a while, but now it's beautiful stereo on 88.5 on cable, on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up. Right now.
Oh boy. You got a tray here.